Testing 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
All right. So this is going to improve our. So we're going to be driving down the highway like this?
With the top down?
You
know, all we're going to hear with the top down is that. I don't know. The inner
No. Well, with the wind sides, the thing up, the windows.
With the windows up? Yeah, maybe. We could try it. Yeah. And this is recording at, get this. It's like 360 kbps.
So it's ultra high quality.
Ultra high quality. Get those S's and T's.
All right.
So what do you think of this room?
Like you say, it's just like the other one. The bathroom is pretty fancy, though.
We could actually have someone on the can in the shower and in the bath at the same
time. I know,
time.
Because the...
Because they all
so
have
we
doors.
Have separate bath, separate shower, and the crapper has a sliding door.
That's right.
Just in case you
so
and
sitting
your
on the toilet, you just close the door and
romantic
then...
party are using the bathroom at the same time, you can politely excuse yourself as you go sit on the throne. I'm just surprised there's not a... what is the European... the fountain...
bidet.
Bidet, yes.
There's no bidet.
There's no bidet. But not bad. We got a view of San Jose.
We're on the 16th floor, room 1616.
And we're all scoped out to reads on the little corner table with his 17-inch power book.
I got to get rid of that lamp. It's taking up half the table.
And I'm on the desk with my MacBook.
Which is sporting a rainbow hue at startup time sometimes.
Yeah, it's... It's okay because zapping the PRAM seems to put it back in motion, and it only occurs when it's starting up. So if I sleep it, which is what I generally do, it's a fine. But I'm definitely taking it back when I go to Toronto. And now we're procrastinating on our way to dinner, and then Reed wants to go to Japantown.
Yeah, I'm thinking of not. I think it's all going to close down by now. It's late in the day. What time is it?
It's
20 after 7. Yeah. So maybe we'll just go down and get some food and
then I've
got
to go
veg.
To the airport.
Oh, we have to go to the airport
to
get
swap
the
car.
Car. What
do
time?
By 9.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want
to I'll come along. Yeah, we can test this out some more in the car and see how the wind goes.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like we've only got 20 foot of cable per headset, so...
we'll have to be in the same car. That's unfortunate. Yeah, we went to Fry's, which Ian went on about earlier. I got these little... I couldn't just get what I wanted because...
Hey, Reed.
What is this button? I don't know.
That might be
himself.
Mute. I'm not sure.
Do that again. It mutes me, too. Does it mute you?
Yeah.
It muted you?
I'm back. Yeah, here, let me try my mute button. I'm talking.
I'm not talking. Yeah, no.
We both have mute control over both of us.
Now, I've got volume. Oh, this volume is pretty cool. It's a rotating volume. Does it do the same for you?
Doesn't affect me, I don't think.
No?
I'll turn my volume down. There,
my volume's right down.
My volume... Oh.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So
okay, now my volume's going a little bit. There.
So this
zero
is good,
volume.
I don't need to hear.
Well, when you're in the car, it's helpful because there's road noise.
Check, check.
I almost, as they had, stop playing their headphones. He's swiveling around. They had noise-canceling headphones, but they were a bit more expensive.
Well, what we can do is, I've got clean socks, so I've folded them up, so we can stick socks...
Over the microphones.
Over the microphone.
as wind filters.
I've never worn them. I just bought them, cleaned them, and we can wear them as a...
I have brand new socks from the store that have never been worn.
Well, you went up on me then.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't think we'll be doing that. That would look too odd. As it stands right now, I think the guys who took up our baggage, think we're some sort of...
Reporters.
I don't know. But
he's asking, are you recording your trip? Yes, we are. You work for Apple? No.
We should have said yes.
We just use their stuff.
No, next hotel, we just say yes.
Yes, we're the Apple secret recording squad.
Yeah, we're doing some high-level development that requires a...
We're testing hotels to see how appropriate they are for the high-tech user.
Yeah.
Checking out how many ice buckets they have.
with sealed bags.
That's right.
No leaks.
They don't have fridges in these things, so I buy these 2-liter bottles of Diet Coke, and I want to keep them cold, so I just shove them in the ice bucket.
Yep. Reed buys many 2-liter bottles.
I'm not going to do that anymore, I don't think, because I end up that bottle's been cold about 3 times. And it's never been drunk.
Oh, jeez. Well, no, that's okay. As long as you don't open it 3 times or click your heels 3 times.
And then go back to Toronto. Yeah. As long as they don't have liquids.
So we're going to go for dinner. And
we're going downstairs, the roast beef place.
Yeah.
slightly
everything's
expensive.
I must say, I'm very impressed with this Linksys router, that it has the ability to hold the settings so that when you come into your place of stay for the evening, you just fire right back up and no issues whatsoever.
It remembers your node name, your passwords.
Passwords, and well, and the Mac also is just like super duper. I don't know what it's like on a Windows machine from what I've seen on the laptops at work. The UI is not as good, but with AirPort, boy, it just like the way they've done it, it's so easy peasy. And then it remembers everything. So when we go gaming, I don't have to type in that long number of...
Well, you only have to do that once. He has to type it in... No, you type it in your AirPort settings,
and
it remembers it from then on.
Yeah, which is not that big a deal, but it certainly is like, phew, well, thank you. Because I don't want to type that sucker in.
Well, what is the specific model of Linksys thing you have there?
Oh, this is... it's not there. They had a smaller one, which is actually good and bad. The good thing is it was an all-in-one unit with power. So basically, you plug the sucker in. There's no cable. You just plug it in, and then it's good to go. But it didn't have four ports. The advantage of this is... Well, it's slightly larger, not much. It's still tiny. It's about, what would you say,
three by four? 3/4 inch tall.
Yeah, but it's got four ports, so...
sort of the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, so if we wanted to... If for whatever reason we wanted to connect four computers via Ethernet for a high-speed band...
Is there a transfer model number on it somewhere, like an LKV23PQ?
Yes. It is the WRT54GC.
C, okay. Yeah. They have a whole bunch of WRT54G.
Something, something.
I guess that just means it's a 802.11G.
Yeah. But I'm very impressed with this. I mean, this isn't the only product that does this, but it's just so cool that you can go from place to place and immediately, even if we didn't have a network connection, we could have a wireless base station and then just...
connect to each other.
Share files.
But wouldn't an Ethernet cable do the same thing?
Exactly, yes. But we could do it from, 150 feet away? Do you have 150
foot? No, I only have 35 feet.
Oh,
cable.
Well, there you go. So that's that. But the internet connection here is
not as good as the
about a third
one
the speed.
In San Francisco.
Yeah,
that one was
that
awesome.
One was,
good God.
Now our expectation is 600K a second. Oh, well, this is crap. I want to speak to the manager.
Yeah, the one was 7 megabits, we think.
Yeah. That was just crazy.
And this one is more like 3 megabits or 4 megabits.
In fact, I wish I could. I should hide a computer under the bed, and have Timbuktu on it, and then make it my BitTorrent server.
they have to copy stuff off of it. Oh, that'd be okay. It has 1 meg megabit up speed, upload speed.
Well, at least I've got it. Then I could just so let their network hub crash periodically as BitTorrent.
Well, I'm amazed BitTorrent ran really well in that room.
Yeah.
As long as I was running Tiger and not Leopard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, BitTorrent doesn't run at all in Leopard.
All right, Reed, so shall we break and go have dinner?
Yes, food and drink and merriment.
And merriment, yes. Okay, so this is Ian Bradbury signing off.
Yeah, me too.
On day 7.
Day 7, yes.
Or
yeah,
8.
What's today?
So we were here Saturday, Sunday,
what's
Monday,
today?
Tuesday,
Saturday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Day 8.
Day 8.
Day 8
the
of the
end
trip.
Near the end of day 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
So we have a week to go. Bye.